Parshas Vayetze is always read in the month of Kislev. Clearly, Parshas Vayetze is connected to the month of Kislev. Vayetze is a continuation of the parsha before. Parshas Toldos ends with Yaakov being sent by his parents to Paddan Aram to escape Esav's wrath and to also find himself a wife. So the Torah already told us at the end of the Parshas told us that Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael. Mefarshim and Rashi, the Helm, ask why then is it necessary to repeat that Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shava? We know that already from the previous Parsha. And Rashi says because the Torah took a break to discuss that Esav, seeing that his father was upset that his father doesn't want Yaakov to marry Canaanite women, realizing that he himself did, so that's why he went to Yishmael. So now we go back to the original story. Now that we finished the story with Esav, we go back to the original story of Yaakov leaving Be'er Sheva. It's still difficult, though, why the Torah tells us that Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva first here and not before. At the end of Parshas told us, the Torah does not say from where Yaakov left. In fact, there are many Mefarshim who ask on this because it seems that they lived in Hebron at the time. That's where Avraham and Yitzchak lived. And that's where Yaakov probably lived. So why does it say Vayetze Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva? It should say Vayetze Yaakov mi-Hebron. Obviously, Yaakov had gone to Be'er Sheva. This is one of the proofs that Yaakov went to learn at the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years, which was located probably in Be'er Sheva. We find at the end of Parshas Vayera, after the Akedah, that Avram goes to Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev Avram Be'er Sheva. There is an opinion that Yitzchak went to learn at the Beis Medrash of Shem and Eiver there. Mi Be'er Sheva is the letters Bo Shem Eiver. But Alpi Pshat, or certainly Alpi Remez and Drushan Said, this needs a little clarification. Why the Torah doesn't tell us that Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva before, and first reveals it to us here, that this becomes the name of the Parsha, Vayetze. In other words, in Parshas Toldos, it wasn't yet that Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva. The point is not that he went out of Be'er Sheva. The point is that he's going to Paddan Aram to find the Shidduch, to leave because of Esav. The Torah is now teaching us something new. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva. And that's Dafka in this parasha. So what changed that as a result Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva is taught now and not before? What happened in the interim that it couldn't be said before and it's first said now? There is the Medrash that says mi Be'er Sheva mi Be'era shel Shvua. There are all different interpretations what that means, mi Be'era shel Shvua. Clearly, because it bothers the Medrash, the Vayetze Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva being said first here, and he really was in Hebron, the same question that Mefarshim ask, as mentioned before. Parshas Vayetze, we read as we prepare for the Yontif of Chanukah. We prepare for the Yontif, a Yontif that is unusual and different, as mentioned many times, from any other Yom Tov, beginning first that it starts at the end of the month. It starts when the moon is slowly becoming more and more concealed, and eventually totally concealed, and Chanukah is the only Yom Tov where the last day of the month is part of the Yom Tov. The last day of the month, the 24 hours when the Levana is in total concealment, is Chanukah. No other Yom Tov is on the last day of the month. This does not occur by any other Yom Tov other than Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that helps us get through concealment, that helps us get through darkness. The mitzvah is to light the neiros mishatishka hachama, when the sun sets, when it's dark outside, when it's erev, when it's evening. And also it starts at the second half of the month, chof hei, when the moon is almost invisible, and a part of Chanukah is during the time when for 24 hours we don't see the moon. Chanukah was given during the time of Bayis Sheni, in preparation for, even during the time of Bayis Sheni, when there's going to be concealment. Right after Chanukah, after the Chashmonoim, came Hurdus, came the Romans, and one year read after another, until eventually Churban Bayis Sheni, Golus Ad Hayoim Hazeh, Chanukah, the last Yom Tov that was given to Klal Yisrael, is the Yom Tov that helps us get through the darkness. Parshas Vayetze is a closed parsha. There's not one empty space in Parshas Vayetze. We know that in every parsha, or in most parshas, there are psuchos and stumos, empty spaces, as we see in the Sefer Torah, a place to take a break, to breathe, revach lehizboinein, as Rashi tells us in Vayikra, the purpose of the breaks, litain revach lehizboinein bein parsha leparsha. In Parshas Vayetze, there's no revach, there's no space, there's no breathing space. It's totally closed. It's a parsha stuma. The Farshim talk about why. It's the parsha of Golus. This is the parsha where Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shova, vayelech charona. He goes into Charon, the Charon af shel mokoim. He enters into the place and the time, and has to deal with those who anger Hashem. Yaakov, who was totally surrounded by Kedusha for the first 63 years of his life, now has to go out into the world and deal with an Esav and a Lavan, especially Lavan. Parshas Vayetze is mostly Lavan, Vayishlach is Esav. But that's where Yaakov grows, that's where Yaakov builds his family, Dafka in Chutz La'aretz, Dafka Vayetze. Vayetze, the word Vayetze denotes negativity. Usually Vayetze means going out of the confines of holiness. We see also Vayetze is a word associated with Golus. We see in Eicha it says Vayetze mi bas tzion kol hadora. Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitza, at the beginning of his Perush in Parshas Vayetze, quotes this pasuk, Vayetze mi bas tzion kol hadora, connecting Vayetze Yaakov to Vayetze Mibastio and Kol Hadorah, that Yaakov is going out of Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov is going into Golos, Maasei Ovo Simen Lebonim, Yaakov is preparing the way, paving the road, so to speak, for the future Goliath, as we know from Chazal, that the dream that he had with the ladder, Malach Elohim Olam V'Yarden, by refers to the Dalad Malachios, he's being shown the future empires, he's being shown all the persecutions and the exiles that Klal Yisrael will have to go through. That's why it's a parsha stuma. Yaakov in this parsha establishes tfilas mayriv by yivka b'amokim, tikein tfilas arvis, the tfila of erev, the davening that takes place when it's dark. Ve'emunoscha b'aleilos. That's the tefillah that's associated with emunah. That's why after Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv we say the emunah kol zois. In the morning we say v'yatzev v'nochon v'kayim v'yosher. At night we say the emunah kol zois. It's the tefillah of emunah. When we don't see godliness, we don't see things clearly. It's erev, irvuvya, arvis. Yaakov is misakin the tefillah of arvis, because Yaakov has to deal with arvis. Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael, he goes out of the confines of Kedusha and has to deal with Choron, with the outside world. How is Yaakov able to do this? In order to be able to do this, Yaakov goes to the Beis Medrash of Eiver, which Eiver is Oisius Erev. He goes to the Beis Medrash of Eiver, not Shem. Shem had already passed away when Yaakov was 50. Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash of Shem and Eiver, the first years of his life, as we read last week, the Yaakov Ish Tom Yoishev Aholim Aholay Shel Shem V'Aholay Shel Eiver. So he already was in yeshiva. What's this different? How is it different now? Yaakov is going to learn in the Beis Medrash of Eiver, and he learns there for 14 years. By Yishka Bamokom Hahu, it says, but when he was in the Beis Medrash of Eiver, he didn't sleep. He didn't lie on a bed. So he was there for 14 years. Otherwise, it's a discrepancy. Rashi brings at the end of told us what happened to those 14 years. Those were the 14 years that Yaakov hid from Esav, but he hid in the Beis Medrash on the ground, wherever it was. He was in concealment, so Esav couldn't find him, and he was learning. As Chazal say on the pasuk, Penulachem Safayna, when Esav tries to attack. What do? Tafayna, try to hide in the Batei Midrashos. That's what Yaakov did. Nitman, bebeis Eiver. Eiver Davka. Eiver. Because Shem had passed away when Yaakov was 50, and now Yaakov is 63. Eiver is Osius Erev. Yaakov had to learn how to deal with the Erev. He had to learn how to deal with nighttime, with Rishus Harabim, with Smoil, with the left side, with Lamata Me'asara Tfachim, with when it's Mishatishka Hachama. Yaakov, in the first 63 years of his life, did not deal with Golus. He was an Eretz Yisrael. He didn't deal with anything outside of the world of Kedusha. Now Yaakov has to deal with the Rishus Harab. Now Yaakov has to deal with the outside world. He has to deal with Lavan. He has to deal with Sheker. He has to deal with Rishoyim. And Yaakov going out, Mibe'er Shav, Vayelech Harana, and deals with the situation and elevates the Rishus Harab wherever he goes, enables Klal Yisrael throughout their Golus, throughout all the Golias, to be able to do the same. So what is Yaakov learning in the Beis Medrash of Eiver? Yaakov is learning a new level of Torah. Yaakov is learning the part of Torah which we refer to as Nister, the part of Bechlal. Most of what the Avos learned, most Svarim say, was anyway Nister. It's hard to understand. They went through Chamisha Chum Shei Torahs. They were learning about themselves. So what Yaakov learned, Parshas Vayeshev, so he learned that he knew that Yosef was going to be sold into slavery. Clearly, obviously, whatever they learned was not the same type of learning as what we have today. Can't be that they already learned the stories of the future. The Torah was given, even though the Torah was written before the world was created, the Osius were mixed up. It wasn't exactly the way, and then later Moshe Rabbeinu puts the Osius together, as the Svarim speak about. So they were learning mostly Pnimius HaTorah anyway. They were learning Kabbalah, they were learning Nistar, or Halachas. But the part of Torah that Yaakov is learning now, in order to be able to deal with the outside world, in order to be able to deal with Choshech, in order to be able to deal with Erev, was Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of Chanukah. The Torah of Chanukah, Chanukah was a new revelation of Torah, the revelation known as Shemen. Torah is compared to different liquids. Shemen is Chanukah. We find they found in the Beis Hamikdash a pach echad shel Shemen, munach b'chay samay shel kayin gadol. As Rashi says there in the Gemara in Shabbos, chaf alef amad beis, it was behatzneya, it was hidden, and they saw that no one touched it. A part of Torah that had not yet been touched, a part of Torah that had been hidden, which is later revealed by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya and his son and all those that came after, all who revealed this part of Torah that was revealed dafka in dark times, as the Arizal writes, now it's mitzvah legalis, now it's a mitzvah to learn that which in previous generations one could not learn until he was 40 and he had to be fit. Today those restrictions do not apply anymore. Dafka now, in a time of Choshech, more light is necessary. So Hashem is preparing us for the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. So we get a taste of it already before. This already started Chanukah. Chanukah is, as the Reikeach and the Bnei Yisoschar writes about this, Ba'arichas, is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. It's the Oir HaGonis. It's the Es Ha'or Kitoiv that we read about at the beginning of Chumash that was hidden. Es Ha'or Kitoiv is Begematria Oir Melech HaMashiach. Es Ha'or Kitoiv is Begematria Seser. Seser, the Nister part of Torah. Pnimius HaTorah, that reveals the Pnimius of every single Yid. This started on Chanukah. That's why Chanukah is different than any other Yom Tov. Chanukah is able to affect the lowest neshamas, as the Marei Nayim and all the tzaddikim said. What the Gemara says, psilei sushmanim, wicks and oil that we do not use for Shabbos, we may use on Chanukah. First sugya of the Gemara that talks about Chanukah says the Marei Nayim, b'shem previous tzaddikim, psilei shmanim, those are neshamas. Every neshama is compared to a candle. Nefesh is Osius Ner Psila Shemen. So every Yid is a Ner. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Every Yid has to be ignited. Psilais u'shmanim she'amru chachamim ein madlikin behen b'Shabbos madlikin behen b'Chanukah. Touch the marinayim. Those neshamas that do not become ignited on Shabbos, Shabbos does not affect them. They're so far, they're so vite that even on Shabbos they're not ignited. They don't illuminate. On Chanukah they do. Chanukah we may use those psilais u'shmanim that we don't use on Shabbos. We may use on Chanukah as a remez. Those neshamas that are not uplifted on Shabbos are uplifted on Chanukah. Chanukah is very powerful in that respect, more powerful than Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Shabbos is connected to this world, which is a world of seven. Chanukah is the world of eight, the Oylem Hashmini, as the Gemara speaks about it in Erchin. The Kinar shall Mashiach shall Shmoina Nimen. Lamanatzeach al Hashminis. Shmini is Lamaylam and Ateva. Shmini is l'mailam and hamokim. Neis Chanukah is l'mailam and ateva. Chanukah was not like Purim. Purim was a neis al pi teva. Chanukah is a neis l'mailam and ateva. The Yevonim fought, battled against Bris Mila. Chodesh Mila Shabbos, specifically Bris Mila. Bris Mila, which was given on, which is to be performed on the eighth day, the eighth mitzvah ever given in history after the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. The mitzvah that connects us to the realm of eight, to the Olam Hashmini. They fought, they battled. The mitzvah of Bris Mila, similar to what we hear today. It's all the same. And we were given the Yom Tov of 8 days. B'chofei b'chis leiv Yom Tov to Chanukah temanya inun. And the Yom Tov of 8. Sukkos is 7. Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzmai. This is a Yom Tov of 8 days. It's one unit of 8. There was no Yom Tov ever. That's a unit of 8. Chanukah is therefore connected to the Olam Hashmini, to the Kinar Shel Mashiach Shel Shmoina Nimen. Therefore Chanukah can affect Neshamais that no other Yom Tov can. Because Mashiach, just like Mashiach is going to go and no one ever went, V'yotza Chayter Migeza Yishoy, V'yotza Vayetze, Mashiach is going to go out of the confines of the normal Gedorim. He's going to be Pirates the Gidrei Hagolus, and even Gedorim of Kedusha. That's why Mashiach is called Pirates, and Micha, Yala HaPirates Lefaneinu, Ma Paratzta Olecha Paretz, Ufaratzta Yom HaVakedma, this week's parasha, V'hoya Zaracha Ka'afar HaOretz, when Yidin falls so low, Ka'afar HaOretz, then you know Ufaratzta Yom HaVakedma, you have to do things that you never did before. You have to revolutionize. There has to be a revolution, like in our time, where things are so different. There's so much confusion in the world. Klal Yisrael has fallen to such depths, assimilation, etc., etc. That's why now new inroads, things that I've never done in previous generations, are being done in order to bring them back. That's the avoda of Chanukah. A Yom Tov so different. The menorah is lit on the left side, Ner Chanukah Mismael, below Ten Tfachim, by the doorway, outside, by the Rosh Hashanah, in order to bring in those neshamas that are bachutz. According to the Arizal, Kislev is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin, it says about Binyamin, Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Binyamin is like a wolf who grabs. Baboker yoichal ad, Vilo Erev Yechalek Sholol. He's collecting the spoils, the booty, the loot, the Ad and the Sholol. Ad, together with the word Sholol, is Begematria Chodesh Kislev. And Chodesh Kislev is Begematria Mashiach ben David. What we have in Chodesh Kislev, which is Chanukah, is the Avoida of Mashiach ben David, the Avoida of Ma paratzta alecha paretz, ma paratzta alecha is begamatria shmoinas yamei Chanukah. The bechina of shmini, which shmini higher than shvi'i, clearly eight is higher than seven. It's a different world. It's able to affect much more, and it can go lower because it's so high. Like the higher something is, the lower it can go. Chanukah is the Yom Tov given to us at the end of time. It was the last Yom Tov that was given. But because it's rooted in such great height, it's rooted in the Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Ayavdel, the Or HaGonos, the Or of Melech HaMashiach. We get a taste of Mashiach already now, and already since Chanukah was given, and every year gets stronger and stronger, because as the darkness is greater, the light of Chanukah is greater. And that perhaps is what Yaakov is doing in this week's parasha, and that's the Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova. Yaakov is going out of the world of seven. Vayelech charana, he's going outside, and he's only able to do that because he merited, he learnt that part of Torah that helps us enter into the world of eight, the Torah of Mashiach, Torah's Hanister. That's what he learnt in the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years. What's mibe'er shava? So the Medrash says mibe'era shel shvua. There's a shvua that everyone knows. The Gemara says in Nida that before a person is born, mashbi'in oisai tehi tzadik ve'al tehi rasha. Every person is made to swear. Every neshama before it enters this world swears that they're going to be tzadikim and they're not going to be rishoyim. So all the mefarshim ask, what's the tehi tzadik ve'al tehi rasha? What's the It's redundant. If you say Tehi Tzadik, of course, Va'al Tehi Rasha, it's not necessary to say that. Why does it have to say both? There's a Medrash at the beginning of Bereishis. The Medrash says, Bereishis Bara Elikim, Eis HaShemayim V'Eis HaOretz, then it's V'HaOretz HaYis HaSoyhu V'Avoyhu V'Choyshech, V'Yomer Elikim Yehi Or. So the Medrash says, there are Ma'aseihem Shel Tzadikim, they are compared to light. Ma'aseihem Shel Rishoyim are compared to darkness. So the Medrash says, and we don't know what does Hashem want, Ma'aseihem shel tzadikim or Ma'aseihem shel rishoyim. So the Medrash answers, of course, it's tzadikim, v'yomer elokim yehi or. This is a Medrash that everyone asks on, what's the havamina? Is there really a havamina that Hashem wants, Ma'aseihem shel rishoyim? What does the Medrash mean? We're not sure who Hashem wants, so then the Pasuk says it's a tzadik. We don't know that. So all the Svarim speak about it. Exactly what does this Medrash mean? Sasemes, others, Shem Shmuel. Basically, what they say is Ma'aseihem shel tzadikim at tzadikim gemurim. Ma'aseihem shel rishoyim are rishoyim who did shuva. So, what does Hashem want? Because they're both good in a way. It ends up good at the end. One is a tzadik meyikaroi, and one is a rasha who did shuva. So, of course, Hashem wants Ma'aseihem shel tzadikim. But there is the avoida of a rasha. That means there is the avoida of dealing with Rishoyim and elevating Rishoyim and bringing them back. That's the Avoida of Chanukah. It's interesting that Rashi, when he talks about Binyamin who's Chodesh Kislev, so Rashi tells us that Baboike Yoichal Ad is referring to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul, who was the first king, was from Binyamin. So Rashi quotes a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'sha'ul lochad es hamelucha, Shaul grabbed the kingdom, fought the enemies around him, and then the Pasuk ends off with a very unusual expression, V'choil asher yifne yarshia. Instead of saying, V'choil asher yifne yatzliach, which is what it usually says in Tanakh, that wherever he went, he was successful. It uses the word yarshia. What does that mean? Wherever he went, he was in Russia? What does that mean? Shaul was a tzaddik. Shaul was Mashiach Hashem. Mishichmei v'mayla gavaya mikol ha'am. Only one chait that Shaul did. Ben Shana Shaul b'molcha, he's like a year old who never sinned. Ben Shana. Shalei tam tam chait, says the Gemara about Shaul. We don't understand Shaul, he was so great. So what does that mean? The v'chela sheyifne yarshia. Wherever he went, he was wicked. The Mefarshei HaTanach have difficulty with this word yarshia. What does it mean exactly? This was the Avoida of Shaul. The Avoida of Shaul was to deal with the Rishoyim, to elevate the Rishoyim. That's Binyamin. The Sfarim say that Binyamin is the Mittler Rebbe, that's the Balatanya's son, whose yard side is this Friday, Tes Kislev, also his Yom Hiledes, Tes Kislev. He was from those Tzadikim who were born and Niftar on the same day. And interesting that this Shabbos, Yud Kislev, is the day that he was released from prison. He was also in prison, and he was released in prison like his father, Yud Kislev. They never celebrated it because he passed away the year after. It was the day before. They would have celebrated that day as the day of his redemption. Never became such a yomtiv. But he was a tremendous goin in Pnimius HaTorah and Nister. He wrote and said even more than his father did. And especially this week's parsha, he has a big arichus in Parshas Vayetzeh. He talks a lot about Parshas Vayetzeh and its connection to Pnimius HaTorah. So he explains that Binyamin is, the Zayar says that Yosef is Tzadik Elyon and Binyamin is Tzadik Tachtoin. What's the difference between Tzadik Elyon and Tzadik Tachtoin? Tzadik Elyon is Tzadik Me'ikoroi, Tzadik Gomer, who never sinned. Binyamin represents, Binyamin himself is also a Tzadik Gomer. He's from those, like the Gemara says, that never did an Aveira. But Binyamin represents, his Shevet represents Tzadik Tachtoin, those who had to go through the Avodah of Tshuva later on. We see this Pelegish Begiva. Binyamin was almost extinct later on in history. But they came back. So by Shoal, who represents Shevet Binyamin, the Pasuk uses the word Yarshia, Lashon of Russia. He dealt with the Rishoyim. He elevated the Rishoyim. He went out into the world of the Rishoyim. That's Maaseyim Shol Rishoyim. The Avodah of dealing with Rishoyim, which although the Medrash says that Maaseyim Shel Tzadikim is what Hashem wants, but sometimes we have to be Isaac. There are generations where it's necessary to deal with those who sin. And that's Pshat in the Shavua, Tehi Tzadik, the Altehi Russia. Of course you shouldn't be a Russia. It means be a Tzadik and you shouldn't have to deal with this Avodah of Russia. But there is an Avodah sometimes where especially Tzadikim have to deal with Rishoyim. Rishoyim doesn't have to mean the wicked of the wicked. Rishoyim means people who do Averis. Because a tzaddik is only someone who never doesn't do Averis at all. Real tzaddik, what tzaddik really means. Yaakov is going out mi be'era shel shvua. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava. That shvua of tehi tzaddik ve'al tehi rasha. Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov is going out. He's doing something different. Yaakov is a tzaddik gomer, but Yaakov is going out of the realm of Kedusha, he's going out of the Olam HaShvi, he's also going out of that Shavuah of Tehi Tzadik Ve'al Tehi Rasha, and he's going to deal with the Rishoyim now. He's going to go out, and he's going to elevate all the Tzadikim, and the Mittel Rebbe also talks about this Tzoyin Lavan, the sheep of Lavan, where the Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. They had to be removed, they had to be taken away from Lavan. Those are the Neshamos somehow were in the Tzoyin Lavan. He had to deal with the Avodas HaBirurim of Golus and Chayshech, and bring Kedusha into the outside world. Vayelech Charona, he had to go out to the Charoin Afshel Mokka, into the place which is a place that Hashem is upset with, which Avraham, even Avraham didn't do that. Avraham's Avodah was to go to Eretz Yisrael. Nowhere does it say that his Avodah was to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael, goes out, and that by Yivka Bamokim, and that's where he encounters the Mokka Mamikdash. He goes to sleep, Vayishkav, and that's where he has the dream, and he says, V'hine Hashem, Ochein Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, that the Shechina is everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, even below Tent Fachim, even on the left, where we light the menorah. Vayetze also means someone who went out of the Derech Hayosha, someone who left the Derech Hayosha. We find this with the Mekalel in Parshas Emor, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. The Ber Mayim Chaim, last week's parasha, the Ber Mayim Chaim says, when it says, Vayetze Harishain Admoini, referring to Esav. So why does it say Vayetze? He was born. What's the word Vayetze? He says Vayetze means like it says Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, Yotza Me Oilamoi. There Rashi says, in Parashas Emor from Chazal, that the Ben Isha Yisraelis, the Mekalel, went out. It means he lost his Olam Haba. Vayetze means someone who is out of Klal Yisrael. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. Vayetze ben Yisrael Yisraelis. Vayetze Yaakov. Notes Yaakov is going out to be able to bring those who are in the category of Vayetze back in. The Yevonim entered where they're not supposed to. Yevonim nichnesu leheichol. They breached the wall around the Beis Hamikdash, which is called the Soireg, which separates Ben Yisrael la'amim. They made a breach in the Havdalah Ben Yisrael la'amim, the Yevonim. The Nes of Chanukah does the opposite. The Nes of Chanukah, the Kedusha from inside goes out. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash goes into the outside world. The Kedusha from Yemin is on the Smoil. The Kedusha which is above Tent Vachim goes below. The Gemara says, May Oilam lo yor the Shechina lamata me asori, the Gemara says in Sukkah. Chanukah we light them in Oyer below Tent Vachim. Even those who find themselves on the floor, ki dovka le ofer nafshenu, dovka le oretz bitnein, as it says in Tehillim, and those who are on the floor, they fell so low, the Ner Chanukah elevates them. Yaakov is going out, by Yetzei, to be mesakein those neshamas. It's a Parsha Stum. It's a closed Parsha. There are no breaks in Parshas Vayetzei. There's no room to breathe, sort of. It's min ha-netzar. It's Golus. And that's where Yaakov encounters the Shechinah. Vayivka ba-mokoyim. The pasuk says, "Vayisa Yaakov raglov, vayelech arzav b'nei kedem." What does it mean? Vayisa Yaakov raglov. All the mepharshim ask that even those neshamas that are regel, akev, the lowest neshamas, especially the neshamas of ikvus of the Mashiach, our time, the akev of zman, vayisa Yaakov raglov. Yaakov lifts them up. We see in the parasha, this parasha perhaps, Vayetze, was what Yaakov learnt in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years. What did Yaakov learn? Parashas Vayetze. The Pnei Menachem brings down from his father, from the Imre Emes, that we know every parasha has pshat, remez, drush, soid. So he writes an interesting thing, I never saw it till this year. He says that Vayetze has more soid, more nister in it than pshat. There's more soid in Vayetze, he says, than any other parasha. Why? Because there's so much of Vayetze that I'll peep pshat, really doesn't make any sense. And why the Torah is marich, the whole topic, which hardly any mepharshim really go into, in parashas Vayetze, with the sheep, with the akudim and the nakudim and the brudim, what did Yaakov do? What did he want to do here? What was he doing? What was going on here? Yaakov is supposed to go home already. And he stays an extra 6 years to do this. Why does he do this? What's the purpose? So the Torah is Mayrich. Or the end of the parasha, where it talks about the heap of stones, the Gal Eid, Yagasa Hadusa, between Lavan and Yaakov. Why is that Negeya to know? Interesting that the Mittler Rebbe also writes that that's where Lag Ba'omer is hinted. Gal is Lag Ba'omer. Is Lag. The whole he says the whole idea of Lag Ba'omer, which Lag Ba'omer we know is the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah. The day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai revealed the secrets of the Torah, which is what the Torah that we're talking about now, that is all hinted at the end of Parshas Vayetze. Gal Einai V'Yabita Neflois is Begematria Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel is Gal Einai. The year we're in now, even though this is a year of tremendous concealment so far, tremendous Hester Panim. It has the upon him that started with events, with a storm, with events in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we ask Hashem, it should be a year of Teheshnas Gal Einai V'Yabita, Nifla Isecha, Begamatria Topshanai and Gimel. We should be able to understand already what's going on. Because right now it's Nister, it's hidden. Right now it's Golas, it's Stuma, it's totally hidden. We have no idea what this means, exactly what's going on. But we have Emuna. Vayetze is the parasha of Emuna. Yaakov is able to deal with Lavan and Esav because of his tremendous Emuna. Ve'emunoscha ba'leilois. Emunas. Emunas is begamatria zois Chanukah. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtov of Emuna. That even though it's mishatishka hachama, even though it's the sun has set and there is no behirus, there's no clarity, we have the Ner Chanukah that helps us get through it. So Parshas Vayetze is a parsha of Nister. Kinisoser ish meirei ehu, which says at the end of the parsha. Kinisoser, oisius Nister. This is a parsha of Hester. This is what Yaakov went to learn in the Beis Medrash of Eva, Parshas Vayetze. And that's why Dafka in this parsha, it says Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shav. It doesn't say this in the previous parsha. Because here, this is after he went to the Beis Medrash of Eva. After he went to the Beis Medrash of Eva, he's able to go out of the Olam HaShvi and enter the Olam HaShmini. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shav, he's able to leave mibe'era shel shvua, the shvua of Tehi Tzadik v'al Tehi Rasha. He's able to go out and deal with Maaseyem shel Rishoyim, like it says by Shaul, v'chol ha-shayifnei Yarshia. This is an avoid that's really dangerous avoid. That's why tzaddikim were not very in favor of this type of avodah, which today we call it perhaps the tshuva movement. They weren't in favor of it. They were scared, and rightfully so. Only very, very great tzaddikim, neshamos, great, great neshamos are able to deal with this. Beginning with Yaakov. Everything is rooted in Torah. It is nothing new. Ein kol chadash tachas hashamash, chas v'sham. Anything new, you know it's not Torah. It's all part of Torah. And it was already here in Parshas Vayetze. It's already, Chanukah had already taught us this avodah that we see today, going out and bringing those who are out back in. That's already Chanukah. That's already in the Gemara. Chanukah also wasn't accepted readily. Chanukah also was a controversial yomtiv. It's brought down that many, many did not want to accept Chanukah as a yomtiv. They didn't feel that there was a need. They didn't feel at that time. Certainly, there wasn't such a need like in our time, like in later generations. Especially the way this yomtiv was instituted. Now, Tzad Smoil, Amata Miyud, Mishatishka Achamal, Pesach Beisam Yibachutz, second half of the month. Who heard of such a yomtiv? What is this? Vayetze Yaakov Biber Shava, Vayele Chorona. Chorona Vayivga Bamokoim. Even in Choron, even in Charoin Afshel Mokoim, even no matter where one lives, America, Australia, wherever it is, Vayivga Bamokoim, a person encounters the Shechina. If you take the word Chanukah and you spell it b'miluoy, it's b'gematria 620, and that's equal to Chorona Vayivka Bamokoim. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, wherever you go, wherever one lights the menorah, one spears, one feels Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, as the Svarim say, that every Jew who lights the menorah is like the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in the, like a Kohen or the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Al Yadei Kohanecha HaKedoshim. That was the avodah of Aaron HaKohen, b'ha'aloyscha es haneiros, to uplift the neshamos, to bring the neshamos, l'hagit shvachos shel Aaron sheloy shina. He didn't differentiate between one neshama and another. He didn't say, well, he's a tzaddik and he's a rasha. Or loy shina. To him, every Jew is a Jew. The menorah is miksha achas zahav tor. It's made out of one piece of gold. There is no chiluk. There are no chilukim. It doesn't matter what brand of Jew, what brand, what segment of Jews you belong to. You are part of Am Yisrael. And as long as a Jew does tshuva, obviously there are those that are chutz, call Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, and then there's the next mishnah, Ve'elu She'en Lehem Chelek. And even those, Yerushalmi says, will have a chelek in L'Olam Haba. There are chilukim perhaps. There's such a thing as apikurs, and there's such a thing as mumra m'lahachis. That doesn't exist anymore. Kamat doesn't exist anymore. Today, Tinoikos Shen, the Chazanish already wrote that in his time, that all today, all the non-religious today are bevchinas, Tinoikos Shenishbu, Bein Ha'akum. They're not responsible. It's not their fault. It's our fault. We have to go out. The Chafetz Chaim said that. They're not going to get it as much as we're going to get it, the Chafetz Chaim wrote. They don't know. We do. This Avoida that we have today, that now has been accepted throughout, come out all segments of Jewry, and now realize that this Aveda is the Aveda of Ikvus of the Mashiach, already started with Yaakov Avinu. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava, vayelech charono. Yaakov already went out. And that's why it says it here, not before. And Pashas told us that's before he went to the Beis Medrash of Eiver. He wasn't able to leave Be'er Sheva yet. He wasn't able to leave the Olam HaShvi'i. Yaakov is begamatria Yudkei Vavkei seven times, because Yaakov really is the Bechina of Shvi'i. Yaakov says he's going to wait 7 years, and then he'll marry Rachel. Evot Choshev Hashanim B'Rachel Bitcha Ketana, Malei Shavu Azoiz. See, Yaakov has to do with seven. Yaakov is begamatria Zayin Tomim Shem Havaya. But here, Vayetze Yaakov Yibbe'er Shav, he goes out of the Olam HaShvi'i to a higher realm, Vayelech Charona, Charona Azoiz, his Ner Haches, Ner HaShmini, that's the Ner Shmini of Chanukah. Yaakov is now dealing with the Avodah of Chanukah, with the Olam HaShmini, with the Olam of the Ma'ilam and Atev, and that's why he's able to endure, that's why he's able to deal with Lavan and with Esav, and he's not affected. Adarab. And through dealing with Lavan and Esav, taking out, extracting the Nitzutze Kedusha, as all the Svarim speak about, the sparks of Kedusha that fell into the Klipa of Esav and Lavan, that's how we bring Mashiach. Esav, Lavan is Begamatria HaMelech HaMashiach. Especially Lavan. Lavan is Azus. Lavan is the arrogant. Lavan is Begamatria Azza. Azza, there's a place called Azza. We all know, we're all hearing about it today. There's a place called Azza. Everything has been a Shemayim. If we look in the Navi and Amos, where the Navi talks about those nations that are going to be punished at the end of time, there's a whole section that talks about Azza. You don't know exactly what's going on now. No one can really say for sure. Koyama Hashem al shloisha pishei Azza v'al arba lo yashivenu v'shilachti eish b'chaymas Azza. V'ichrati Yoshev me'ashdoid. We also see in Zechariah capital Tess is the parak that speaks about Mashiach. And there it talks about Masa Dvar Hashem be'eretz Chadrach. Chadrach, says Rashi here, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Ze Mashiach shehu chad le'umois v'rach li'Yisrael. Mashiach is sharp, tough to the nations, and soft to the Jews. Chadrach. And here the pasuk brings the Damesek Menuchasai, that Yerushalayim is going to extend and stretch till Damascus. Another city we hear about these days. The Gam Chamos Tigbalba. Just quoting Pesukim here. Tele Ashkelon V'sira V'aza. The Avad Melech Me'aza. The Torah, the Navi, clearly mentions concerning Yemais HaMashiach destruction in Aza. Aza is Azus, Azponim L'Gehenim. The Klipa of Azus. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Azus the Kedusha. Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain. Oiz is Begamatria Chanukah. Chanukah without a Vav. Oiz with a Vav. Chanukah without a Vav. Chanukah is Azus the Kedusha because it's the Yomtiv that goes where no other Yomtiv goes. It's not afraid to go into the boundary of Esav, the Gvul of Esav, which is on the left, which is below 10, which is outside, which is Mishatishka Hachama, nighttime, Boy Sirma is called Chaisa Yor. Chanukah is Azus the Kedusha. Kislev, a month to battle the Aza, the Azus of Klipa. Everything that we see happening in the world has to be a lesson to us in Avodas Hashem. There is a time when a Yid has to use Azus, have a Az Kanomer, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, Al Yevosh, not to be embarrassed with Pnei Amaligim. Otherwise we say, Az Panam L'Gehenim, arrogance, Azus is a simon of Mamzerus. Plishtim, live in Aza, Plishtim, Palestinians, Plishtim or Mamzerim, as we see in Parshas Noach, where it mentions Aza for the first time, when it talks about Boyach Agrora ad Aza, Boyach Sdoim of Amor, Sdoim, Amorah, Canaan, Aza, all linked, all lumped together in one pasuk in Parshas Noach, and then again later in Parshas Devarim, two times you have in Chumash the word Aza. We live in very confusing times. We live in times of concealment. It's Vayetze, it's Stuma, it's a Parshas Stuma. And the Avoida now is Ve'emunoscha Ba'leilois, which is Megala, the Shoirish Hanelam of every year. That's why Ve'emunoscha Ba'leilois is Begamatria Shoirish Hanelam. In this time now, when this, it's very difficult and it's very hard to understand, and there are a lot of people asking questions, but Chlala went on the last few weeks. It's a time that requires us to intensify our emunah, the emunascha ba'leilois, and in that sechus, that we intensify our emunah, will be zeiche, that the yomtiv of Chanukah, which is the yomtiv of Shemini, the yomtiv of Eight, will bring us to the Olam HaShemini, vayivka ba'mokayim, which is the makam ha'mikdash, and as we read at the end of the parasha, Yaakov returns, he leaves Golas, he goes out, and he meets the two camps of Malachim, Machanayim, this is a pasuk that many people say when they go on a tefillas haderech. It's a minhag to say this pasuk. V'yakov holach ledarkoi v'yivgu by malachei elikim v'yomi Yaakov kasher ro machane elikim ze v'yikra shein hamokam hu machanoyim. Yaakov meets the two machanos, the machan of chutz la'aretz and the machan of Eretz Yisrael. We should be zoichetaka to leave Golus together with the machanois and all the nitzutze kedusha and all the money, as it says, kaspam uzahavam itam, all those who lost should know that when we go out of Golus, we're going to go out with a lot, with a chush godoil, and then we're going to meet the machana of malachim from Eretz Yisrael, just like Yaakov met both, and he goes back to Eretz Yisrael at the end of Parshas Vayetze. So too, as we are now in the end of Golus and the siyum of Ikvas of the Mashiach, we should be zeichet to see the mapala of Aza, the mapala of the Plishtim, the Mapala of all the Sinai Israel, all those Umais that we say in Kapitel Pei Gimel, which many are saying now, Bo Goyim Ben Achalosecha, Timu Es Heichal Kodshecha, Somu Es Yerushalayim Le'iyim, we're in Kapitel Ayin Tes, these two Kapitel which talk about Al Amcha Yarimu Soid, V'yosioatzu Al Tzifunecha, Omr L'chu V'nachichidei Migoy, V'lo Yizach Hashem Yisrael Oid, mentioning their Pleshes, V'tzoyrim, Kush, all the Umais, some very eerily familiar in our time now, in this capital term that we say, that many are saying now every day because of the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, we should be zeichet hakol. L'man yedu, everyone will know, ki ata shimcha Hashem levadecha elyoin al kol ha'oretz.
I don't know.